Something remarkable happened in Moscow. In municipal elections on Sunday, President Vladimir Putin's party, United Russia, got trounced big time.
Это был эксперимент.
That's opposition leader Alexei Navalny explaining how it happened. On his suggestion, anti-Putin voters decided to vote for anyone other than a candidate from Putin's party, even candidates that voters might otherwise find distasteful, communists, independents, whomever. There's a reason Moscow voters did this. The Kremlin kept more than 200 of the favored candidates off the ballot. Konstantin Sonin held his nose at the polls. He's an economics professor at the University of Chicago and flew home to Moscow to cast his ballot.
For the first time in my life, and I'm 47, I voted for a communist. This communist, his name is Nikolai Gubenko. When I was a kid, he was famous in Russian movies because he played young Lenin.
Like on TV shows and in the movies?
Mostly in the movies.
Right, so he is still a dyed-in-the-wool communist.
I think he spent the last 30 years basically being a candidate in all kind of local and national elections on the Communist Party platform.
And Konstantin, why did you feel it was important to vote for him, regardless of how this election turned out?
I wanted to tell the Moscow government and perhaps the Putin government that this is not the way to organize elections when a lot of good candidates who collected enough signatures, they were barred from participating in these elections. So to vote for someone who is that repulsive but still is not the best choice of the Moscow government was my way to vote against all candidates.
What was your just emotional kind of raw reaction to voting for a candidate you just disagree with?
I thought that it's a sort of a weird thing to do. But I also remembered that 30 years ago, when I was voting for the first time in the Soviet Union, I also participated in quite a weird voting. And when I was a kid, I would go to the election booths with my parents. In the Soviet Union, it was almost obligatory to vote, but there was always a single candidate, and the results would be that there was a 99% vote for this single candidate. So I have my experience of weird voting, so I have a kind of a flashback of these memories.
And how does it feel now to see the kind of smart voting strategy results where Putin and United Russia got crowded out in Moscow city elections, but it does kind of lead to a somewhat confusing Moscow city council?
I very much hope that Putin and his administration, they will take this as a very strong signal that a lot of Russians, millions of Moscovites need political representation, that there are a lot of young people who would want their voice to be heard. So I think they need to suppress less the candidates of the opposition and allow opposition leaders to stand for parliament in the parliamentary elections.
Konstantin Sonin, an economics professor at the University of Chicago. He also writes a blog on Russian political and economic issues. Konstantin, thank you.
Thank you.
As for reaction from the Kremlin to the Moscow municipal election results, they're brushing all of this off. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, nationally, Putin's United Russia Party won a vast majority of the elections. And while the party lost about a third of its seats in Moscow, it remains on course to hold onto its majority there.